You know sports. We know sports. Like Sharp and Benning in the morning at 7 on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com.
Welcome back, Sharp and Benning in the morning on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. We're going to rearrange a little bit here with the blessing of Mr. Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald and welcome in a very special guest whose son is still on cloud nine after he scored on a 69-yard scamper on Saturday to lead the Red to victory. Jack Hoffman's father, Andy, joins us now on the Hardee's Hotline. Andy, thanks for the time. I know you have been extremely busy already today. You and Jack look great, by the way, on Good Morning America.
Well, thanks. Thanks for saying that, and thanks for having us, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Now, is Jack still on cloud nine?
He is. It was really quite a deal. He's kind of got an extra bounce in his step this morning. He wore his Rex Burkhead jersey that he wore in the game Saturday. He wore it for the GMA interview this morning, and he wouldn't take it off. He wanted to wear it to school this morning, so he's pretty pumped up.
Andy, I know you've made it a habit. You guys have touched so many lives, and I got to tell you, just on a personal notice, I've done a ton of broadcast and making that call. For the Big Ten Network, it was one of those deals as you're watching it unfold, and I'm looking at my play-by-play partner, and it was one of those things that it caught me off guard that was unexpected, and the feeling is indescribable. It doesn't matter if you're winning championships or you're at national championship ceremonies or whatever. The magnitude of that moment, Andy, I got to tell you, as a fan and as a former player and as a member of the media was truly, truly special.
Well, thanks for saying that. I really appreciate that. You know, as a father, it was kind of indescribable as well. You know, just a mixed bowl of human emotions. And, for Jack, too, I think Coach Pelini and his staff, those guys are incredible. You know, the thing that kind of came, I finally realized on Friday is, Coach Bo, he loves Jack like he's his son, and he's brought him into the program no different than if any recruit that he would bring into the program. I mean, he's really a special guy, and we're so thankful for what Rex Burkhead did and bringing Jack into the program and just really, really quite an experience for Jack and quite an experience for our family. For a brief moment on Saturday, I felt like my son was playing for the Huskers, and my son felt like he was playing for the Huskers. And, I think that's what the coaching staff set out to do, and they hit their mark.
Andy Hoffman, whose son, Jack Hoffman, everyone has fallen in love with here in the state of Nebraska and across the country after most people before Saturday, but now everybody knows about Jack. The question we have, Andy, is, we were surprised. We were kind of breaking down Jack's form and his ball security and stuff. But he didn't. He wasn't winded running 69 yards. Had he been working out for this moment?
No. that was one of the human emotions that really kind of entered into my body. Was I just was so thankful to the good Lord that Jack even had the physical ability to do that. You know, this is a horrific disease, which is in the center of function of the body. A lot of kids with brain tumors have vision problems, have physical impairments. I mean, it leaves the survivors of brain tumors just ravaged. And for him to have had two very invasive brain surgeries and in nearly a year of chemo and to be able to even do that, that's a blessing from God. That's nothing we could practice for or do. That's just straight up. That's God just being really good to Jack.
Now, there have been a lot of moments through Rex Burkhead and Jack and their involvement and Jack being around the team. Take us through, Andy, how this idea for what captured the nation on Saturday, how it came about leading up to it.
We had just gotten back. Actually, we had just gotten back from a trip. We'd gotten some checkups for Jack last week and got back on Thursday. And, we just earlier in the week made the decision to even go to the spring game. And Friday, we put Jack to bed early. Lincoln's a 3.5-hour drive for us. And so we got the kids to bed, pretty good time Friday. And we're just hanging out, just kind of, you know, chilling, my wife and I were. And got a call from Coach Jamrog around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And he said, "Hey, Andy, Coach Jamrog here, got kind of an idea for you to run by you." And he told me what him and Coach Bo and Coach Fisher had kind of thought up. And I said, we talked to TJ about it, and, you know, the players are excited. And he goes, "What do you think?" And I just, you know, just kind of like, wow. You know, I said, "Coach, you know, you guys have created so many once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for Jack. And I said, you guys have been so great to him. I said, don't feel like you got to do this." He goes, no, we want to do this. We want to do this for Jack. We think this would be awesome, and we really want to do this." So how do you turn that down? And so Jack actually didn't know about it till Saturday morning when he woke up. Told him about it, and it kind of builded on the way down. You know, we tried not to build it too much because we didn't want him to kind of just freak out, you know. So, you know, as the game got closer, we kept talking more about it. And we were watching the game upstairs, and we were actually just kind of doing some small coaching, you know. And from my perspective, we were, you know, don't run out of bounds, don't fumble, don't fall down, don't trip, real basic stuff.
Andy, now there are very rare moments when sports can encapsulate an embodied life, where it just, you garner a perspective that is unparalleled. And I think Saturday we approached that, where proper perspective was attained for your family. How are you guys doing in the greater good of it, like the actual real life practical applications? How's the family doing?
You know, thanks for asking. We're doing pretty good, you know. Before September 15th, 2011, not so good. Our family was kind of in crisis mode. We were getting ready for Jack's second brain tumor surgery, and then this young man by the name of Rex Burkhead entered our lives. And it really shifted our entire attitude, our psyche. And, you know, I think a lot of that, what Rex was able to do, not only by bringing, you know, he brought attention to Jack's fight and all the awareness and all that stuff, which is great, but he brought to the attention of people with the wristband and by just the kind of guy he is that, hey, this kid and their family need some prayers. And you can just feel the power of the prayer support, you know, across the state, across the country. And, I mean, we've been riding a wave of prayer support unlike anything anybody's ever seen. I mean, we don't, you know, you can get busy living or you can get busy dying, and we're busy living. And so I think our attitude and our psyche is hopefully as good as it can be. We try to have it be that way, and we're very optimistic for Jack, and I think we have every reason to be. So
yeah, and Andy, you have the Team Jack Facebook page and the other social media avenues. How are we doing? And the one thing that your son has been able to do is to enlighten people to pediatric brain cancer and what a terrible disease it is, but how we can fight this and overcome it someday. And then it just takes it to a whole nother level after what happened on Saturday. From the standpoint of how are we doing when it comes to the attention and the money towards pediatric brain cancer research?
Well, I mean, it's an orphan illness. It's a disease that is given very little attention by private companies or by the government. You know, Jack's taking a chemotherapy treatment that's 25 years old, and it's simply because there's been no research funding for that. It starts with awareness, and then from awareness you can build into raising money for the cause. I think this last fall, with the help of stations like yours, you guys were tremendously supportive. You know, we were able to, you know, do the T-shirt sales, and then we had the football team with Uplifting Athletes. And so, I mean, I think locally, the state of Nebraska, really the Husker fans, Husker media, Husker players for starting Uplifting Athletes chapter really need to be commended and applauded for really diving in and helping us tackle and fight this disease. You know, the national attention, it's fun. It's kind of exciting, obviously, you know, to be on SportsCenter and all those kinds of things. But really, the thing that we're you know, kind of looking at is God did this for a reason, and, you know, we think the purpose, you know, for this, and not that you can guess what he's thinking, but, you know, we want to use all this national attention to broaden the footprint to raise even more awareness for this disease. You know, we set out to get pediatric brain cancer on the national agenda, and, you know, hopefully this in some way helps us accomplish that. That wasn't the intention of it, but if that's the good that can come from it, then let's do it, and let's move the ball forward for one of the leading cancer causes of death in children.
Hey, Andy, I know at the end of the day, faith is just that. You've got to be able to believe in things that you cannot see, and there, you got to be able to take some solace at the end of the night when you lay your head down on your pillow. You have to be comfortable with the fact that your simple answer is because God said so. When you try to explain that concept to your son and try to have it be the tie that binds with the family, how powerful a sentiment is that that's been able to get you by?
It's everything. I mean, you know, we very early on when Jack got sick, you know, you can't get angry at God. You have to thank him for all his blessings. And, you know, we've all become closer to God. And I think Jack's on a first name basis with Jesus. I mean, we really have, it's a big part of our life. You know, it's a huge part of our life. You know, and not only do we, you know, are we always in constant prayer for Jack and his healing and those kinds of things, but we've really, as a family, tried to take a real open approach to, you know, using our social media avenues to bring awareness to other kids, especially in Nebraska, that have childhood cancer fights, you know, because, you know, I wish everybody could have the kinds of attention that Jack's getting, because all these kids that are going through these battles deserve it. And so we want to try to bring as many people as possible along with Jack and just, you know, not only broaden the footprint for pediatric brain cancer research, but childhood cancer research. And, you know, but it's, you know, it's all a blessing from God. And I think at the end of the day, you know, Jack knows that. And we make that try to make that a central part of our life. It's not always easy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Andy, and one final thing. Now, you do realize that if Urban Meyer or Nick Saban or Les Miles show up in Atkinson and they show up on the doorstep and they want to come in and give you the sales pitch, that you got to remember where your son scored his first touchdown. You got to say no to those scholarship offers.
That'd be pretty easy to do.
Yeah,
Coach Plains tops in our book, and I mean, especially in Jack's.
I tell you, for successful programs, you're going to be able to lock up the borders. It starts with good people. You guys are a testament to that. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for all your support. We really appreciate it. And you guys had a great call on Saturday. We really enjoyed listening to that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, my man.
Hey, thanks, Andy, and send our best to the rest of the family.
Yep. Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Andy Hoffman.
Ooh. All right, I'm ready to go. See you tomorrow.
Out. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
If you were late getting to the party on that, we'll put it up on the podcast here shortly. For Andy Hoffman joining us from his home in Atkinson. Kid probably pretty popular in school today.
Yep. Not even sure where we go after that.
Well, let's let Sam just...
Yeah. No. Hey, no pressure on Sammy Mack. No problem.
Sam McEwen joins us next. Again, that interview with Andy Hoffman will be up on the podcast shortly. Sharp and Benning in the morning on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com.